It's time to get your hands a little dirty. It's time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so on the Where Everyone Knows Your Name podcast, sound familiar? Yeah. Ted Danson reflected on a longstanding memory with Kelsey Grammer from their Cheers days.
I feel like I got stuck a little bit with you during the Cheers years. I have a memory of getting angry at you once.
Yeah, you came and told me that one day.
And
that
it's was good. Stuck in both of our memories. Yeah, yeah. I missed out on the last 30 years of Kelsey Grammer, and I feel like I want it's my bad, my doing, and I almost feel like apologizing to you. Oh. No, I don't feel like I apologize.
Thank you
to you and me.
I wish we'd
that
spend
I
some more
sat
time
back,
together.
You know, and didn't, and I really do apologize.
Thanks. That's a lesson. I wonder if he learned some of that feeling from doing The Good Place. You never know. A former Hallmark employee claims an executive felt that Holly Robinson Pete and Lacey Chabert are too old and they need to start casting younger stars. Hallmark denies it. Holly Robinson Pete is 60 and Lacey Chabert is 42. Rob Lowe starred in a TikTok video asking a very deep question.
How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
And
let's
so he goes inside the Lowe's.
At least one.
And then runs out with a duffel bag. So, obviously a joke, but still kind of cute. Check out the trailer for Chad Michael Murray's male dance review Christmas movie, The Merry Gentlemen. I'm not playing any of it. I don't want to promote that kind of behavior. Angelina Jolie plays opera singer Maria Callas in Maria. Now, I do have some of that trailer.
Sometimes this thing happens. The thing that's happening right now.
There's a point where self-confidence becomes a kind of insanity.
Perhaps we could speak of your life away from the stage.
There is no life away from the stage.
I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. The film will be in select theaters this November and available to stream on Netflix December the 11th. Taylor Swift was welcomed to New Orleans with a 140-foot friendship bracelet. That's a big old thank you for bringing all your money to our town. And Celine Dion made her first stage appearance since the Paris Olympics, delivering an uplifting speech at the Music, Film, and Entertainment Industry Spirit of Life Gala.
The City of Hope is so well named. It does so much more than the important research leading to new treatments. It provides care to people in their greatest time of need.
She talks the same way she sings. I still like her. U2 dropped an unreleased track called Happiness as part of the 20th anniversary of their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. And a dirt alert. Okay, y'all, this is big. This is like really big. And it is, if this is true, this is big. So the dirt alert is that Jamie Foxx reportedly blamed Diddy for his hospitalization at the tapings for his upcoming Netflix special, saying that Diddy poisoned him. Remember? We all thought maybe he'd had a stroke or something. Well, this is according to people who claim they attended the tapings. Jamie Foxx says his hospitalization should be blamed on Diddy poisoning him. This could get ugly. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. I need to shower. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. I don't feel good. I need to see my mom.